Blog Talk Radio.
Wait a minute.
He called his girlfriend on the phone.
bring me a bag. And I'm saying to myself, why you don't already have a bag if you know you're walking the dog? Like, you should have a bag in your hand.
Hey, listen. When I bought Ghost Leash, I bought the leash that had the compartment full bag. And every time I walk every time I walk, because in my neighborhood, they have doggy stations where you can get a poop bag and all that, because they don't want people just leaving their dog mess in the grass where the kids play and all that. And I can understand that.
Right.
So what I do while I'm walking Ghost, I take two bags and stuff them in his little compartment just in case we off some. Because when I walk him, I try to walk him to let him use the bathroom twice, both functions, number one and number two. So sometimes that number two come unexpectedly. So, boom, I got a bag right there. And I just don't, and you know, I was talking to Hula, Kevin, and he was like, man, you know, that big dog poop that you've been encountering, the lady over there with the Rottweiler, and I'm talking about Tree. She lived in the townhouses beside her. Yes, the lady with the Rottweiler and this other lady got a Saint Bernard. Beethoven, yeah. They be walking their dogs over here, and their dogs be using the bathroom on our property. I was like, hey, bruh, you know what? We're going to get you a BB gun, and the next time the babies bend over to poop, you shoot. They talk about you shoot. And they poop and shoot. Yeah, I talk about, and I say BB gun because it won't hurt them big dogs. It won't hurt them dogs at all.
Right.
As long as you don't hit them in the eye or nothing like that. And I trust Kevin Aim. But I'm like, don't nothing hurt me more can step in some dog human size. Girl, that hurts me. Girl, that, because I told you, I've been trying to walk Ghost on the, you know, cool, calm, and collective. So sometimes I wear my Crocs. I don't put on shoes.
Right.
And as you know, I have my pajama pants with no undergarments. I'm comfortable, you know. I'm going out comfortable. And I got to step in your dog mess. We ain't having that at all. You know, it's bad enough. Look, Rick came in the other day. And that baby showed me how strong he is. He put the jump up on her and knocked baby girl back. I'm so glad that wall was behind her and caught her because, I would have been having to get rid of my dog, man. I'd have had to find him a new home, But long story short, if you have a pet, if you have a dog, be courteous to the other people that live around you. Pick up after your dog, Tree's neighbor.
Right.
Pick up after that dog. Don't nobody want, and even though dog poop is fertilizer to the grass, it's funky cold Medina before it's fertilizer. And ain't nobody trying to step in no funky cold Medina. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Clean mess up. That's my word of advice to the folks out there today, listening in studio and online. What's up, Online Corner Crew? My Betty, Earn, and all the folk, my man James. You know, I was talking to Ron. What's up, Kirby? He always told me that's my man, Kirby. All right,
yeah.
All right, okay. Time to act serious. I'm gonna read this one like a news report. You ready?
Okay.
Let me get my thoughts together. Okay. On today's episode, we will discuss the NBA's top four teams in each conference the trade deadline. So where do they say each team stands now after the trade? Did it help the teams or hurt the teams? We'll discuss the NBA All-Star Weekend. And Teresa and I want to know, we have a question. Who is your choice as the winner of the three-point contest, the skills challenge, and the slam dunk contest on Saturday night? Yeah, we want to know. We want to know. I have an idea who may win each one of those events, but I want to see what you all are going to say. Lady T, hey, I'm trying to tell you now, man. I just like almost had tears in my eyes, Lady T, when I wrote this, wrote up about you revealing the winner of Lady T's Super Bowl picks, because I realized, man, we got months and months and months to go now with no football, the drought season in sports. Now, if you're like me, and Tang, and a couple of other folks, you're into baseball. You're into baseball, so you won't totally be out of it. And the hockey season picks up, so you won't be really totally out of it per se, but we won't have football. So we're going to let Lady T reveal the winner of her picks, and we're going to discuss this Super Bowl and the halftime show with Rihanna. Trees. I never knew women could be as vicious, man. Some of the comments that the Super is now for Rihanna,
bruh.
I'm like, damn, what did I do to you?
Your phone is breaking up, bruh. Your phone breaking up real bad.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
I say some of the comments, you know me, I posted it on Facebook, you know.
Right.
What did y'all think of the halftime show? And, I mean, women got some serious venom in there, man. That's all I'm going to say about that, boy. I was like, dudes was hard on dudes. All the men said, you know, okay, we know she's pregnant, so we're not really going to get into it. You know, she did her thing. But the women, oh, my goodness. And, yeah, I'm going to say when we get to that portion, but, I had to send a couple of praying hands to some of them comments. That was my response to the praying hands, you know? So, yeah, but we're going to discuss that. All these topics, and much, much more on today's Valentine's edition of Kale's Corner. You know, hey, T.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a young boy, right? And it was this girl, I ain't going to say her name, but I had a serious, stupid crush on her, right? So the first day of school, her last name was Smith, mine is McClain. So you know, with homerooms, they pretty much grouped everybody in with their names, you know, by name. First day of school come, Trees, I jumped in her class. And the teacher kept counting, and she was like, somebody in here that ain't supposed to be. So I ducked down. She counted again. She said, when I call your name, stand up. So she called this boy's name, and I stood up. She said, two people stood up.
I saw that.
She said, what? She said, she looked at me, she said, you Kale, what are you doing in this classroom? I said, this not my homeroom. She said, no, this ain't your homeroom. I said, I thought this is my homeroom, Ms. Washington, was her name. I said, Miss Watson, I thought this was my home room. She said, no, this is not your home room. Who are you in here following? And I looked at the girl, and it looked away, and she said, sucker for love. Get out my room. So, yeah, that was my little junior high love story for y'all today. That was my little junior high love story. I just knew that I was in love, man. I was in love. Puppy love. You know
okay.
what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. And you know what we're going to do today, Tree? We're going to give everyone an opportunity. If you have a story like that or a situation like that, we're going to give you the opportunity to tell us about it. We want to laugh a little bit about love today. Bring some joy with it, all right? 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. NBA, y'all. City come alive. Yeah, man. That was me though. All of my junior high life. I was looking for a date. The
Kirby,
NBA.
Let me tell you what Kirby said first before we go.
Go.
Kirby said, oh my God, Kel's Corner is now Days of Our Lives with a love story. You know Kirby crazy.
Hey.
You know Kirby crazy.
Kirby, if you read the write-up of the show, I told you it's a different kind of happenings here, man.
We
don't just talk sports. We talk everything. Yeah, and I wanted to share my little junior high crush with y'all, man. Come on, Kirby. He always got something to say about what I'm saying. Anyway.
Yeah.
Who are the top four teams in the league, according to the league, after the trade deadline? In the East, we all know it's the Celtics, the Bucks, the 76ers, and the Cavaliers. The Celtics, the Bucks, the 76ers, and the Cavaliers. In the West, you got the Denver Nuggets, the Phoenix Suns, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Dallas Mavericks. How do you feel about that list, Trace?
I just wish I was in it. It's a good league. It's a good list. The
right.
The people that's on it deserve to be on it because they're there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wish we was one of them. We just keep flopping back and forth between 9-11. We can't get past 9.
Yeah. I know the feeling. I watched that Wizards game last night and started saying, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. I'm trying to tell you, this team has lost more double-digit leads in the third quarter than I've ever seen them lose. And I just could not understand for the life of me how in the ham sandwich did you do it again. But anyway, I digress. I'm with you, Trees. I give props to the Celtics, the Bucks, the 76ers, Cavaliers in the East, and the Denver Nuggets in the West, the Suns, Grizzlies, and Mavericks. But I'm going to say this about that East, Trees. Hey, I rhymed, y'all. Yeah. I'm a rapper. I'm going to say this about that East, y'all. Yeah. Conference is really up in the air. You know, the Celtics don't have the grip that they once had over that Eastern Conference. I'm talking it went from a 8, 9, 10 game lead to teams done crept up on them. I'm talking a 1, 2, 3 game lead now with this Celtic team. So, you know, the East, hey, they heating up. They heating up, and they're going to bring some action to us. Now, as far as the West go, I don't know what it is about Denver, but Denver is dominating for whatever reason. Everybody's saying the Suns are going to be a better team once Kevin Durant joins up. And you know what? Let me say this real quick, y'all, please. I'm dead blown with Kevin Durant. I'm serious, man. I'm serious. This is the second time. This is the second time Durant has joined up with a team who already has a complete team. Like, he's sneaking, stealing his championships. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but I do. I do. I always gave Kevin Durant his props and kudos and attaboys and all that. But I'm really, really seriously starting to lean towards LeBron, you know, because LeBron, we can say what we want to say about LeBron, but he did his thing the right way. He never opted out on a contract. He finished the obligation that he signed, okay? And I know a lot of people will say, well, Kevin went to New Jersey to follow Kyrie. Well, how'd that work out for you, bro? You are a dominant superstar, Durant. Why do you need to follow anybody anywhere? What's the purpose of that? And there's some other things I could say, but I'm not going to say them because I don't want to upset anyone. But seriously, dude, you showing why a certain member of the family is necessary for a man child. And I'm going to leave it at that. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to my controversial brother, 57, because I know he got plenty to say on that. What's up, dog?
Hey,
what's happening, y'all? What's up, sis? What's up, Kale?
Kevin.
Don't worry. I'll say it for you, Kale, since you don't want to interrupt the apple cart.
Keep the language
I'll say it. Okay. Watch me. All I want to say with Kevin Durant is, what the fig Newton is going on with you, bro?
There you go. Come on,
you know, you had you was in OKC. You had Russell Westbrook at his height. You had James Harden at his height, and you were there, and you couldn't take them to the championship. You couldn't take them to the championship. Kevin Durant cannot carry a team. He joined. What makes me mad about it is that he wouldn't come here, but he joined the Warriors, who were loaded, and then they win two championships, and he gets the credit. Like, he went there and did it. They didn't need him. They could have won that championship one of those years without Kevin Durant.
Remember 57, they won without him the first time. That's why he went over.
Exactly. And to be if truth be told, if Draymond Green hadn't gotten to that altercation with LeBron when they were playing Cleveland, the Warriors would have won that championship. They weren't going to let the Warriors win after he stepped into their cash cow's face. So I'm just saying, I don't think Kevin Durant can ever carry a team by himself. He has to go to a loaded team, like you said, Kel, the Suns. You know, he wouldn't come here and try to build something. He never tries to build anything. He wants to go to your house after you've already built it and say, look what I came and cleaned up. But he's not the man.
I don't think he ever wanted to come here because of the things that he got going on in his personal life. That's why he don't want to come here. He don't want to be outed. Let me just say that.
Exactly.
And we're going to keep it.
I kind of agree with that.
Let that sizzle in your brain.
Plus, if you can't cut your, if you can't go to the barber and get groomed, you can't quarantine.
There's too many barbershops here for you to be walking around looking like that. For real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man?
Hey, I ain't want to say it. I ain't want to say it, you know. I just, man, you're not a good example of home, man. You're not a good example of home, and I'm gonna leave it at that. Let's go to Brother Tang, man.
Hey, Tang.
What's up, Tang?
What's up, 57? What's up, Big Bro? What's up, Miss T?
What's up?
Hey,
what's
hey.
Up?
I ain't gonna talk about KD too much, man, because for real, I'm kind of glad he didn't come here, because if things didn't go his way, he would have messed the team up. And plus, he don't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Who says he's going to be when he get over there with fame? That's all I'm going to say.
You're right
about
that.
So I really don't care what he
does. That's a very good point.
Yeah, I agree with that as well.
But with this team that the Wizards have now assembled, he wouldn't have had to do a whole lot. I mean, you know what I mean? He wouldn't have had to do a whole lot, man.
He's a star, so he was going to be on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And when he get hurt, it'd be off a soft. I mean, I'm not going to say that it's soft, because anybody can get hit in the knee a certain way, and you will go down. But what I'm saying, every time he go down, it just looked like he's just a little too fragile for me, man. That's all it is.
Okay.
It ain't like he didn't get banged up. It's just like he hit a knee, and then he just done every time, every time.
Yeah, you right, Tay. You right.
Yeah.
Well, I guess when you got
and then, y'all bring him over here, and he's going to want to take over everything. He's going to want to take over. He ain't going to want to fall in line. He's going to want to be the line. You got to do what you say, or it's the highway.
And he's not the pass the ball type of guy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, he's the star, so I expect for him to want to be out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it might be better. He is going, because I forgot Bridges and them gone. Hey, he ain't going to last long throughout the whole season over there with Phoenix probably, man. And if they do make it in the playoffs, he might be gone by the first round anyway, man.
Wow.
I think they messed that Phoenix team up by getting rid of Cam and
Bridges
man.
And
Cam. They look good. They look real good.
They got rid of all the defense.
Yeah, I don't understand
why they got rid of Cam Johnson. Cam Johnson was instant offense off the bench.
For Phoenix, he just threw all the eggs in the basket for Kevin Durant. Man, he was gonna get rid of them guys anyway because he wanted Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
They're going for his shot this year.
And do y'all know that they calling on Chris Paul wants the Phoenix Suns to sign Carmelo Anthony. And I'm saying leave him at the barbershop. Like
exactly.
Leave him at the barbershop.
That's because they know that, like y'all, Kevin Durant ain't gonna make it through the whole thing. They know they're gonna need somebody over there to help give him some free up some of his time.
We can say what we want about Melo. Melo is Mr. Summertime. I'm trying to tell you. It's something about the summertime. I don't know if that Bama Bones is lubed up real good or whatever. But in the summertime, Melo is that dude, man. Remember his Olympics appearances all in the summer? All lights out stage performances. So I don't know. Maybe they're looking at it like we can trust.
I like
the summertime Melo.
I don't like Melo. I love Melo in his day. His day has come and he ain't played ball in what, 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah,
don't know about KPN. Y'all know. I mean, if y'all just gonna go out there and put him out there and just to have him out there.
you know, then try to get them into basketball shape by the time, you know, they need them, then okay. But if y'all need them and y'all need them now, I think y'all should go another way.
But like you said,
the only good thing I'm going to say about Melo is he's a pure shooter. And all you got to do is get him in his spot, and he can bang a few down for you. You know, but he ain't going to give you no defense. He ain't going to be running up and down the court and everything. But he's a pure shooter. Pure shooters normally don't lose that eye. They might not be able to get in for position, but when they get there, bam.
Well, Young Melo didn't run up and down the court, so ain't no change.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's what I want to say, too, bro. He didn't do that anyway when he was in the league. That's what he was. He was a pure shooter. And that's what they're looking for.
Pure shooter.
They're going to be missing Bridges and Cam. I'm telling you. They're going to be missing
exactly.
Them two boys.
Yeah.
You know what, though? As funny as Kane would say that, because when he comes back, we only got a half a season for him to play in. Him and Anthony Davis, they kill me. Every time they fall on the floor, I'm like, uh-oh, is he hurt? Is he hurt?
And Anthony Davis hurt again.
Man,
the guy from the Pelicans, Zion Williams. He hurt again, too.
Zion Williams.
He's on a different brand. That's what I call him.
Zion, I believe he still wants to play. But Anthony Davis, I'm really questioning if that Bama really got the same love for the game, man. Because I'm like, Kane, you see him take the lightest fall. Next thing you know, he out for 2-3 weeks. And every time, I know you can't look directly at a player and diagnose his injury, but that man would be looking healthy as I don't know what over there celebrating. He was jumping, and I mean jumping high and high-fiving and chest bumping when LeBron broke Kareem's record. Anthony Davis was moving like it wasn't nothing wrong with him. Now, they're taking that, Chicago's old coach that went to the Lakers, too, Phil. Maybe they're taking Phil Jackson's theory and trying to save the big man until the playoff push really, really kicks in. But that boy didn't look hurt to me. He didn't look injured at all in that celebration. So I don't know, but I know I'm sick of him. And I'm sick of Zion, too, but not in the same way. I'm sick of this young man getting hurt. I want to see him reach his potential, you know? And it's like it's been delay after delay after delay in his career ever since the tennis shoe blew out. I don't know, y'all.
I heard them. They put Anthony Davis. They trying to trade him too. I heard them talking about that earlier. Yeah, I think he's a little upset. He'll be keeping his name in that trade.
That's probably why he keeps faking all these injuries, because he know he on the trading block. He just don't want to play.
Ain't nobody gonna get him.
Yeah.
ain't nobody gonna get him while you
take LeBron.
Well,
can I say something?
One thing I will say, LeBron ain't gonna put up with this, but for so long. Seriously, and we all know Jenny Buss listens to what LeBron says. Come on, 57.
This comment is strictly 57's comment. Ain't got nothing to do with Kale's corn.
That's right.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
The NBA is loaded with a bunch of soft A-double-S millionaires that won't give us what we pay for when we watch them on TV or go to the game. LeBron James breaks the record and then got to sit out 2 games. You know, we ain't got no old school guys anymore that come out and play. How is it, man, you bump your knee and you can't play for 3 games? You ain't bruised, ain't nothing wrong, but you got to sit out for 3 games. You know, you guys get millions, and they don't give us back. They're not just cheating their owners. They're cheating us, too. And we're just as bad because we put up with it. We pay to see their games on TV. We go to their games. If we stop giving them our money every now and then, maybe they'll realize that they're not just cheating their owners. They're cheating us, too. And the owners, you're cheating us. Give us a better product on the floor and on TV so we can stop going through this crap every year. That's all.
Hey, Tree.
Yeah.
That Bama want another T-shirt. Bama want another T-shirt. I'm trying to see. Come on in here, Lou. Say with Lou. What's going on, brother?
Hey, Lou.
Okay.
All right. What's up, Lou?
All right.
What's up, Lou?
Good evening and happy Valentine's Day, first of all.
Happy Valentine's.
Oh, you too, Lou.
Yes. To everybody. All right. Well, I'll say this. We had one ring. We had one of the best Super Bowls I think we've ever seen. Though some may argue that it wasn't, but I thought it was. I didn't think it was even top last year. But it did.
We on basketball, Lou.
NBA, brother. NBA.
All right. Well, look. The owners will never admit that they're cheating the fans and whatnot and the players. So you can throw out the window. They'll never admit that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very
true.
All you want, but they'll never. I mean, you know, old habits die hard, as the saying goes. So you can argue all you want, but that's not gonna change.
Yeah. Especially with us continuously giving them money, they're not gonna change.
Change for what?
The personal decision that you made. You know, you got to.
I told y'all how to do it. It'll stop all that. When you first get in the league, you get that rookie contract, and I'm talking about a rookie contract. I don't care how good you play in high school and in college. I don't care about that. You ain't step your foot on NBA court yet, so you can get the rookie contract. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then when you come out here and prove yourself, and then you get freshman. Then you get the freshman contract. Okay? You get the freshman contract. And then after that.
They have a rookie contract, sis.
Yes, they do.
No.
They got a rookie contract.
No, you ain't listening.
Yeah, they got one. No, I'm listening to you. They have one that the rookies start off with.
Their rookie contract.
That's when you start off in the third round.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the first and second round. You're getting paid money.
They got a rookie structure
that they go by no matter what way you number one or whatever. When you come out, they got how much that you can get as a number one rookie, number two rookie. They got a structure. The thing is, they keep raising the structure every year. That's what happens.
What
but they do
it
have a structure.
But it shouldn't be first round second. It shouldn't be none of that. If you a rookie, you a rookie. The contract should be the same for everybody. You a rookie. And then once you get in the NBA and prove yourself, then you get whatever contract that your money, that your performance allows. That's what I'm saying.
Cool.
I understand how it works. I do. I really do. I know how it works. But what I'm saying is it should be across the board. One fee across the board.
Yeah.
And then once you get in, you perform at a high level, then you get a high-level contract. You perform like some boo-boo, then you get the boo-boo contract. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like I
think if you're the number one rookie, you should get more than the number 10 rookie coming out of college.
Why?
Because you're already established yourself as a superstar. That's why you got the number one contract. So your number one should allow you to negotiate the highest that your rookie level will allow you to go to. And the other guys negotiate their own. But I don't think it should just be set.
Well,
that's my opinion.
That's my opinion.
If you're the number one rookie,
you should be able to negotiate shoe deals, commercials. But when it comes to the NBA, if your name and notoriety is what you're going to use as a price raise for yourself, then do it on tennis shoes. Do it on endorsement. Rookie contracts, because rookie is at the end of your name for that first year, right, there should be a flat rate and a non-negotiable rate for you until you have proven yourself in this league.
Because
hey, I respect your opinion.
I
respect your opinion.
Because I think, like what 57 said, if you the number one rookie, right, coming out, you should be able to establish yourself from everybody else once you get in. You're going to get the notoriety. You're going to get all of that. But right now, we don't trust you. You can come out here and do the Zion, blow your shoe out, blow your knee out. You can be AD. You know what I'm saying? Like, who? Well, no. No, you can go ahead and get that contract for some shoes, a jersey, some soap, some toothpaste, whatever. But no.
Come on, brother Ted. Come on in here, Ted. What's your opinion on the matter?
Good evening, higher powers that be. Y'all gonna put a cap on my money? Y'all gonna regulate my money?
That's cool.
Because everybody is not. Can I finish? I hear what y'all said. I heard everything y'all said. I heard everything y'all said. I'm not here to debate that. I just made a comment coming on. So I'm not here to debate what y'all said. I just made a statement coming on. My opinion, like everybody has one. I just think, you know, the whole league situation is messed up. Now, my thing, I guess y'all was talking about as far as. Hello?
Go ahead. We can hear you.
We hear you, Ted.
As far as people, I thought I heard that me missing games and this and that, I got a problem with that. You know, as far as you got, like, Kel was talking about these kids, you know, parents to save up this money for these kids because they heard LeBron was coming to town, you know, and they done did their chores and everything, did their homework, was on their best behavior because he's only coming to town one time. And we done saved up this money, but yet this jerk, he don't want to play. He don't want to play these three games, but he don't want to play these three games. But yet it's important for him to win. It's important for their standards. But yet he want to play that game just to get that scoring title, okay? To get that. But then now his body shuts down after that, and you miss three games after y'all even lost that scoring title game because of the hoopla or whatever. But y'all supposed to be about winning championships. Y'all ain't even in the play-in tournament. So what's more important, that record? Like I told you, he maliciously calculated upon, man, because he said that he didn't never think about that. But yet Dwayne let loose in an interview and say, hey, man, we mentioned about that. He talked about that. Wow, we would never think that. But I told you, Kel, he was contemplating all that, man. Okay, you said, yes, ma'am.
I agree 100% with that. I agree with you.
I do
because
too.
Like you said, people get up all their money, they didn't wash the dishes, made up their bed, cleaned their room up all week, the whole month. And then you talking about you ain't paying? I got a problem.
If you got a broken bone, something like that, fracture, I can understand that. But saying that you just need rest, bruh, I went over this, and I was wrong because I said 48 hours. Y'all was right. That's 2 days. But it's 12 hours in the day, man. It's 12 hours in the day, bruh. You got time to get your rest. You got this hyperbaric chamber and massages that are just masseuse for certain parts of your body and all this. Bruh, come on, man. Come on. You got
to
look.
But you can show up to the game in a three-piece suit, leather shoes on, tie, and all that, and you pimping into the stadium, but you can't get out on the court with some sneakers on and play the game. Come on.
57. I love you. I swear.
You know? Did anybody see the jerk move he made the other night? The little girl sat right beside him. He sat down beside her. She was excited out of her head that LeBron James had sat right there. He never even acknowledged it. Even when Lisa Salter was interviewing the girl right beside it. He did?
He took some pictures with her.
He must say, okay, how about somebody must say, hey, man, you being a jerk.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because that's the only time he'll change his mind and interact, when he know he's being watched.
You ain't looking good on camera.
Now, what I will say, when it comes to that, he and Michael Jordan riding the same dang on boat. Because Jordan is the biggest jerk ever.
Biggest of them all.
Yes. So I'm not going to get on LeBron too hard about that because he's following suit of the people before him. But I'm saying, look at dudes like Grant Hill, always willing to give his time to a fan, whether he's playing the game or not. And we all know of Grant Hill's injury. We know his story.
Yeah.
But the man still stuck in there and you know, gave of himself. You sitting beside a little girl and you take a picture when somebody come whispering in your ear? Come on, bruh.
She couldn't believe she was sitting beside him. She was amazed. Her eyeballs got biggest quarters. She had her hand over her face. She was tapping her feet. She was just, you know, and then he never even looked down. Like, he never even looked to her way. Like, he never even looked her way.
All her friends catching her going, you sit beside LeBron James. He never looked her way.
And I know for some, they'll say, oh, y'all just nitpicking. Y'all just piling on the dude. But I'm sorry. Contrary to the I'm not a role model belief, yes, you are. Because every person on this earth strives to reach millionaire status. Every person on this earth strives to do something to make them stand out a little more than everyone else. Actors act to get a Grammy, to get an Emmy. You know what I mean? Football players play football to win the Super Bowl. You know, hockey players, they want that Stanley Cup. You know, baseball, they want that pennant. So, bruh, you are a role model. You are something that a little girl looks up to. She knows she can never be LeBron James. She knows that. But she just want a second inside your world with you. That ain't hard.
Yeah.
Let's take another call. Hey, 4-0, you on the corner. What's happening?
That's probably Cap.
Gotta be Kirby.
Oh, Kirby.
Hey, what's up, Kirby? What's happening?
How you doing? Just you know, enjoying the show and I think since Cal shared his little first puppy love with us, we ought to have the same right. You know what I mean?
That's what I
my see. First puppy love back in 1962. I was raised.
Let's not go back that far.
So she was so wonderful. Of course, the older guys called her FedEx because when you absolutely, positively had to have it overnight, you know. She plumped her driver's license because she'd never been in the front seat, you know. But anyway,
I can't win.
her yearbook at the end of the year, you know, they vote for people the most likely to succeed, the most likely to be this and that. And she was voted the most likely to conceive. But
You know this is a sports
today.
Channel, right?
I ain't make my first love look that bad, man.
You know what I mean? you done called the girl FedEx and don't know the front seat and Eric Boy. Poor little baby.
Okay.
But seriously, I'm enjoying the basketball talk. I was just wondering if LeBron James showed up with his man purse, you know. But
I think he got too much ridicule on that. So yeah, I think he's kind of steering away from the man purse these days. And I commend him for it.
Where's our 007 at?
They don't even turn me against the man purse.
Bad purse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, yeah. Hey, oh, yeah.
Good job.
I forgot to.
Oh, all right. All right, family. I'm going to shut up and listen.
Okay, Terry. Thank you.
Great hearing from you, bro. Great hearing from you. Good job. When we go into the Super Bowl, if you want to say something, let Treece know and she'll let me know. All right? But you just stay in the studio with me. the other day, Ted called me. Ted say, bruh, you win, man. You win. I said, what you talking about? He said, man, I can't carry that man purse no more. I said, what? Hey, Ted, tell
them
the story, Ted. We
want to
know the story.
Yeah. Now, see, actually, I'm a diabetic and stuff, so I got to have my, you know, meter and stuff, my insulin things and all that stuff. I got to carry me some water. I got to have all those essentials with me, you know, and you can't carry all that stuff in your pocket, you know.
Right.
And so I have a pouch, you know, and so...
Okay.
I have several different pouches. I have a little miniature book bag, like, you know, which is cool. I have this other pouch that you know, is short and stuff, and it also does have a long strap. But I've never worn a long strap with it, you know. But Kel would always tease me, and I told him why, you know, about Boom Boom Wife carrying a bag and this and that. So the other day, I'm just seeing the image of these guys carrying it on they with their strap like it's a purse, you know what I'm saying? And like it's a purse, and I'm like, damn, man, y'all just, you know, man, I ain't never carrying mine like that, you know what I mean? I'm holding it, you know, like it's a satchel, or whatever, you know, and it ain't that big like that. The way these guys look like they got women purses, and I'm like, God, y'all, man, I said, Kel, you more, because I was at the VA and I seen some, right? I'm like, okay, I need another little pouch. And I looked at the strap on there. I'm like, I can't, ain't no way you can really carry it. Like I said, no, I can't even get it. I passed. I said, I called Cass to kill you one, man. I passed on it.
Hey, hold up. Hold up.
Good job.
Hold up. You said that you needed a bottle of water. I ain't never seen a pouch. Hold a bottle of water, Ted. I ain't never in my life see a pouch holding a bottle of water, bro.
You done see my brown one hold a bottle of water, two bottles of water, so don't even try. But you think I'd be having?
I got the fact, Ted, because look.
So,
I was just about to tell him, he already said he was going to leave it alone, so he ain't even telling me, so we ain't even.
Hey, hold on. Real quick, I even also have my cologne in there, you know, for the spray when I do my medicine, you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason I did have my pouch, you know, my bag, not my purse, you know. So, but like you say, Kel, I'm just going to have to, get, you know, give me some little miniature tube thing, something, man, but I can't I say I gotta give me some a book bag, a little miniature book bag. But the way these guys putting their straps on their shoulders, man.
I told you you used your quota already, Ted.
I got a bunch of book bags. You know, big book bags and stuff. But like I said,
right.
You know, like times, like you say, if I'm a little jazzy and stuff, I don't want to carry no big book bags. So I got, like I said, a little miniature one, but I only got one black one. So I like to coordinate with things I wear. So, you know, if I get my bull's gear on, I might want to have me a decent, you know,
okay.
bag with me to carry.
Ted, you old school? You old school, huh, Ted?
I'm straight old school, man.
I wear creases
in my jeans and some of my jeans, but I like, you know,
okay.
It depends on what type
okay.
of jeans it is. But baby, I'm creasing them. You know what I'm saying? I'm gabardine down, still, you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know. So, but anyway, let's get back to Kill's Corner.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question, man. So when you go from a three-piece suit to your Bulls outfit. You actually sit down at night and change a bag?
You know what? I'm done.
He got a fanny pack in every color, bro. He got a fanny pack in every color.
I'm done with you.
Y'all fools can't base me, Kill.
You know how I get down, man. I ain't even got to show my gallery pictures, though. I'm good, so don't even try it. So, let's talk about basketball, baby.
I mean, my wardrobe
top notch, baby. So you know,
I know that's right.
I don't sound like that, because I'm sounding like
Master P, but I got a little cold. But anyway, can I say this about Kevin Durant? Cause I told y'all he's not a leader. Because why you go jump ship, man? You know, and go to somebody who's established because you ain't got to do the work. The pressure ain't got to be on you. All you got to do is come in and get the ball and score. You know, the pressure ain't on you at all. They already built.
Yeah.
And then also, I think New Jersey got win-win out of this. Once they figure out their lineup, how they want to play these young boys and stuff together, they're going to be all right. Wait till watch them next year. But also things I've not really done because you got some free people that's still on the sideline waiting to get signed with their teams after the break, like with the Milwaukee Bucks with Crowder. You know, that's going to really make them push them over that hump because you got that defense in there and then somebody can stick that outside jumper. And you got some other teams that got some other players that's not officially signed yet, but wait till the playoff push. So I think it's going to be – it's going to be really exciting playoffs, man, especially in that East, you know.
They're all bunched up right now at the top, you know, and we haven't even got into the second half of the season yet. And they already bunched up at the top. So we know it's going to be a battle once that bell rings. We know it's going to be a battle. So, hey. Something to look forward to. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Go ahead, Cuzzo. Derek Holmes.
Yeah, Cuzzo. He says he didn't want to play with Ben Simmons no more.
And that's a name we didn't talk about, y'all. We ain't really said nothing about Ben Simmons, man.
He's shell-shocked, man.
It was a couple of times he came when they gave him the ball right in the paint. I just knew he was going to jump up and flush it because he got hops. But he just go ahead and just give it away real fast. I think and then another thing too, man, Miss T was talking. I just think that. He might, because he see a lot that's going on the inside. He's seen how it went on with Kyrie. I think he just checked out and just he just pulling the Dwight Howard. You know, like, I'm just going to get paid off these jokers, man. I ain't tripping off them because it's a bunch of nonsense going on. So ain't no telling what he's thinking right now.
He can't really afford that, though, because he had a bad name on him from the team that he left. So
He can afford it because he's going to still get paid. A team going to pick him up regardless, and he's going to constantly get paid. He can afford to do what he want to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he's going nowhere, Tang. I don't think he's going nowhere, though, Tang. I think just give these guys a year, and once they figure it out, you know what I mean? Once they figure out their team and their nucleus, who they want to start with who and what have you fit in, because he's not going to never be no shooter. But he does need to shoot more. Like, you, I agree with you. He needs to sometimes, you know, stop passing so much, and when you're right there, shoot it. But he is a distributor. I give him that. But once, like I say, put him, that boy, in the middle, man, let him run that court. You got Dinwiddie on one end, on one side. Then you got the other boys on the other side. And let's go. Let's run. You got a young team. Ain't no ego. But I just think, they got a nice young nucleus, and he can, you know, if he stay there and get his head together, man, listen, just run this team. Let's run this ball, man, and let's go. Because Dinwiddie ain't no point guard. Dinwiddie is two guard. You know,
and listen, I heard you say that they might wait till next year to get it going. Them boys look good out there. They still gonna do their thing this year, man. I'm serious. I don't think they're gonna fall off like we said they was gonna fall off last week. I don't think they're gonna fall off. I really don't.
Yeah, because I think they won three games straight since the trade. I think they've been won three games straight since the trade.
They're holding it down over there. And Jock Vaughn,
totally
just like it is. I like Jock Vaughn.
But check this out. Reason I said, like I said, they got to fill that lineup. Because remember when Thomas was, those three games, Thomas was scoring like 40 points, man. And now when these guys came, he was on the bench. He ain't getting no burn. So they got to figure it out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you bring a whole new mob in. Now this kid is going to put Ray on the back burner. But then when Kyrie and Durant was there, you asked me to save him. And I'm scoring 40 points three games in a row, killing him. And now I ain't even getting no run. So, like I said, I agree with you this year. They're going to make some kind of little noise. But we know they ain't going nowhere. Probably ain't even out the first round. But they're going to make spark some interest. They're going to spark some interest. But once they get over the summer and see what they got intact and work together and figure that lineup out, and I love Jock Vaughn. They're going to be nice. Yeah. They're going to be nice. Don't count them out. I agree. But like, I agree with you, Tang. They ain't finna fold this year neither, but we know who making the splash. Boston, Milwaukee, and Philly and Miami, you know what I'm saying, as far as the East. So, you know.
All right. That's what's up.
That's cool.
We're gonna save the All Star discussion for Thursday's show. We're gonna save the All Star discussion for Thursday's show after we get all the participants. I don't want to just scream out the air who we think is going to do what. Let's wait until they decide who exactly is going to be in the skills challenge, the three-point contest, and the dunk contest, and then we'll make our predictions from there. All right, that's what's up. Great talk, spirited talk. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Hey, I'm mad at y'all, Bama's not bringing up y'all first loves. But anyway, y'all make me sick. Give me
that was you and Kirby.
Spice like gumbo, spice on the bungle. Y'all lip ain't ready. Tasting the bug, got a kind of medical buddy. Sharp as a machete, don't block them. Herbs I do. You really probably can see me with a bird's eye view. It's alive, it's alive, your head spins. Stop walking that one way, so that dead end. Put the yellow cowboy hard. Better bring some water, get gasoline candle. Get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp. Here I go.
teeth right here.
Yeah.
Man, you know what? I'm going to have to play that. I'm going to have to play that, T, because I like that song. So, yeah. But come on. Come on. Give it to us. Let me share that.
All right, guys. This is Lady T's last pick of the year, guys. It is the Super Bowl, what we all strive our teams to get to, okay? And this is Super Bowl 57 for our 57 over there. This is Super Bowl 57.
Uh-oh. Oh, I must have won. here I go. Another episode.
All right, the Chiefs. I'm gonna give out all the stats. Chiefs,
you need that
one,
Eagles. Don't you?
Huh?
I'm sorry. I would say 57 need this one, huh? I'm sorry.
Oh.
Badly, bro.
All right, Super Bowl 57, Chiefs versus the Eagles, and the score goes as follows: the Chiefs 38, the Eagles 35. Rushing yards, the Chiefs had 158. The Eagles had 115. Passing yards, the Eagles had 182. The Eagles have 302. Turnovers, 0 for the Chiefs and 1 for the Eagles, you guys. 1 for the Eagles. All right. Now, I'm not going to do this the normal way I do it. I'm going to do it as it goes. Okay, Kale, pick the Eagles, automatically out. Tane, pick the Eagles, automatically out. Reese, also pick the Eagles, automatically out. Rev T, out, Eagles. 57, out, Eagles. 007, out, Eagles. Mom, Betty, Eagles, out. Ted, Eagles, out. All right.
Y'all know what
so
she's
if
doing,
you didn't
right?
Hear your name, if
we
you didn't hear
like
your name, if you didn't hear your name, woo!
You
can
hear
be
y'all
the winner.
See it?
All right. Here we go. We got Lady T, pick the Chiefs in. And we got Meemaw. She picked the Chiefs as well. She's in. We're just going to split it, guys. I ain't even going to do the math on it. Kale said split it. Boom, we're going to split it. That's what it is. That's what it is. I love you guys for participating in Lady T's picks and Super Bowl 57. Guys, we will see you guys when Lady T pick up in, what, 2023, 24? That's what it's going to be.
Challenge flag. I want to throw the challenge flag.
Who won?
Come on.
Who's the drum roll? Who won?
Huh? Yeah. Hey, man, they split it up, man. No, Meemaw don't deserve that money.
They splitting what up? What do you mean?
Okay, so listen. All right, listen. Okay, listen. Meemaw got the score right. Meemaw got the score right. I picked the Eagles, and I had all of the passing yards and the rushing yards complete. I had the Chiefs with the – and I got the turnover correct. And for the Chiefs, I got the passing yards correct. Meemaw, on the other hand, she picked the score correct, and she got the rushing yards right.
And she
That's
got
it.
The winning team right, right?
We both got the winning team right.
Oh, both of y'all picked the winning team.
Yeah.
Oh, what you mean Meemaw don't deserve it, 57? What you talking about? Mommy,
he always
loses. Hey, look, I ain't got no more to say.
Hold on.
I'll see y'all next year. Just take your money and run, Meemaw.
I won the Super Bowl last year.
That's why I threw the challenge flag. They were 2 years in a row.
That's right. I won last year, too.
Amazing.
You're just mad because you're losing. Me and Treese just took it all.
I'll see you next year, Meemaw.
No, you yeah. won't. You won't, because the Pittsburgh Steelers wouldn't be nowhere around.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Low blow. That was a low blow. Where your Jets at? Where your Jets at?
The Commanders.
She commanders, bro.
Hey, the Jets don't get Aaron Rodgers, though.
Hey.
That's who
you know what they say, two peas in a bucket.
Two peas in a pot.
No, I said it the way I wanted it. There's more to go with that. We just can't say it on air.
You better be good, 57. All right.
Now, you know what? I know,
with that 57, I say two tears. I say two tears in a bucket. I'm sorry.
I know it's going to be a few people who don't agree with me. But besides that pass interference call, I really didn't see the referees do a whole lot of messing up this game. I mean, am I the only one? Because
yes, you are
in the game.
I'm hearing people saying, "Nah, the referees messed up." I tell me where. I really didn't see
when Jalen Hurts threw the ball. I can't remember who the wide receiver was. Now, I think it was number 11, Brown. He caught the ball
right.
two feet down, as they say you're supposed to, with the catch and hold in his hand. He goes out of bounds and hits the ground. And they say hits the ground. When he hits the ground, the ball comes out. But he's already established the catch
out of bounds.
Inside before he goes out of bounds. And they said that's supposed to be it. That's the move. So now you're going to change it and say that's not the move. I'm like,
right.
Come on now. Mm-hmm. That was a catch.
But didn't the ball move once he hit the ground?
Look, he caught the ball, secured the ball, took two steps in bounds, boom, boom, that's the catch.
Right, right.
Then he goes out of bounds, you know, and they say it's not a catch. How can that not be?
Right.
How can it not
that's
be a catch?
The fist was in.
Yeah,
right
I said,
there.
Uh-oh,
that,
it's in.
At that point.
And that changed the game. Yeah.
And one other play.
Yeah.
If Jalen Hurts hadn't fumbled that ball
right.
when they were
I
down, when they had them down 14-7 and was marching down the field, they had all the momentum.
Mm-hmm.
They were on their way down the field to make it 21-7. I think that would have totally changed the game. He fumbled the ball and let him back in at 14-14. And after that,
the official
stepped in, and it was all over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to say this. All season, watching Jalen Hurts, I've never seen him mishandle the ball like that. Ever seen him mishandle the ball like that.
It was in his script.
And it was like he threw it. It was like he didn't just fumble it. It was almost as if he threw it away from himself. And
He was trying to change hands. And why are you going to do that at that point? Are you supposed to grab that
right.
with two hands on that, Jada? You know that. And like you say, that's uncharacteristic, you know, and that right there caused them that game. That caused them that game, you know. The refs had to make that call. Because if they hadn't made that call and then Kansas City lost, you would have heard Kansas City fans in the uproar saying, "Oh, they missed this call, this and that. We had the chance." So I'm good with it, man. It was a great game, you know. And you would like to have seen them. You would like to have seen them not make that
game.
Call. Hold on. I would have liked them let them not make that call. You know, but as far as, like I say, in the ruling rule, that's what it is, and you just have to live with it. They lost, and I'm glad I ain't had nothing but the little bitty money on. I'm glad I ain't bet no houses and big money like nobody other people did, but, man, it's just what it is. he had the black gloves, and the ref saw it, man, you know, and like I say, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't, because if he didn't make that call, Kansas City fans would have had a fit, too, so... And if they
to
had
me,
a loss,
you can't
so.
Call a game a great game when it's 38-35. Nobody played. The Eagles' defense didn't even show up.
Well,
like they know what to do. So to me, that's not a great game. You just got somebody outscored one team outscored the other team. No, I listened while you were talking. Nobody outscored. You guys just got one team outscored the other. That wasn't a great game. They didn't play great defense. Mm. You know, they marched up and down the field the whole game. Nobody stopped it. It was one stoppage in the whole game, and Kansas City made it one time. Other than that, they just marched up and down the field. Are you going to call that a great game?
Don't bash me like that. I don't mean it in that sense.
I'm not bashing you, brother. Everything is not about you, and it's not personal. I'm just saying you. Don't say I'm bashing you because I'm not.
I'm not taking it personal, 57.
Well, you said I'm bashing you. I'm not.
But I wasn't taking it personal, okay? But trust me, because you came back. I'm not taking it personal. It was just a little joke, my man. So don't you get so serious. But what I'm saying is,
slow your roll, bro, and get to your point.
You correct as far as it not being a great game as far as that, as far as defense aspect, because I was
beat off. I said that's how I felt. I didn't correct anybody. I said that's how I felt.
I was peed off as far as Philadelphia not playing defense. They ain't getting no sacks, no rushes on them like that, you know. I'm upset like that. Like you said, as far as the offensive aspect, it was a scoring game. So, but, man, don't you be tripping. Don't you call yourself trying to check me neither, dude, all right? Because I ain't that one.
Hey, bro, I don't care who you are, bro. You matter nothing to me, okay?
Bro.
So don't even start that.
Hey,
you start that.
So let me just say this. Did
don't even start that.
Did anybody see the outfit? Did anybody see Fletcher Cox's outfit? And did y'all agree with the outfit? Let's go there. Anybody see the Fletcher Cox's outfit?
Hold on. Let me make one point. Whoever, I forgot which one of us said it. But somebody on the corner said, Mahomes going to get tackled. He's going to get up and limp. Remember I said he's going to do the little finger playing the air guitar thing, and then he's going to come back.
Just said he said that last week.
You know?
I can hear you.
They sure did.
When he did that, I said, oh, my God, yeah. When he did that, I said, here you go. Here you go. That's going to be the
when it was all over, he had that one limp. He was running on the field. He was jumping up and down on the foot.
Right.
Like nothing happened. Like, but everybody wants to say he played hurt. He was never hurt.
Yeah. He was never hurt. He was never hurt.
He didn't look hurt on that 15-yarder.
Yeah.
NFL's got talent. That's what I thought of when I saw that. The NFL's got talent. Because that man was skipping. What's up, 007? I'm sorry. I ain't really, really fully introduced. What's happening, bro? What's on your mind?
I'm good, man. I'm listening to y'all, man. This is funny.
I'm turned on that man jumped up, y'all. That man jumped up and stopped playing the air guitar. And limped over to the sideline, and I said,
"He's
gonna fall again. He's gonna fall again." Showing up right at the bench, he fell again. I said, "Man, come on with this medic, young. Cut it out, dude. We know you're not injured. Everyone watching know we all called you doing this. All of us saw you about to do this. And what did he do?
The one finger.
What did he do?" The one finger, biting that mouth.
The one finger.
Biting that mouth. With the one finger. I said, boy, that Bama summoned in his inner dirt back. You know, I was
he's
like, and then, not for nothing, Greg Olsen should never be allowed to call another game. I'm serious. Normally, I don't listen to the commentators because I like to watch the game and form my own opinion. And sometimes when I'm listening to them, they'll form an opinion, and I'll either go with it or I'll argue with it. Greg Olsen, I argued with everything he was saying, almost everything. And I was like, how in the heck did this clown get this job? Seriously.
Right.
We could have had
Tony. Yeah, what happened to Aikman and Buck?
Mom Betty said he rope-a-doped us, like the champ.
He did the
Hollywood. Yeah, Mom Betty said he did the rope-a-dope.
Man, he did the rope-a-dummy because we all knew that at some point in time he was going to do that. Everybody knew he was going to do that.
Yeah.
And Greg Olsen, Patrick Mahomes, let's see exactly. Man, Patrick Mahomes ain't injured, man. Stop that. Stop that, bro. We know what we watching, man. That man ain't injured. That man ain't injured.
I thought it was just me. I screamed at the TV, too. He ain't injured. Stop playing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know? What are you taking us for, man? What are you taking us for? Seriously. You know, that dude was as injured as I was sitting down watching. Cut it out, bro. Cut it out.
Kirby,
they want a story. Yeah. Truly. Hey, but nobody got more YouTube famous than the Eagles head coach crying at the national anthem. Now, what I will
say. Oh, man, he was going for it, won't he?
What I will say, sometimes the national anthem chokes me up as well. I will say that. But I don't cry. Like that Bama looked like a 5-year-old that the bully just took his ice cream. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do nothing about it but watch him. I said, wow.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, Kale.
The nerve.
Let me tell you something funny. You know, Cheryl Lee Ralph sang the Black National Anthem. Now, my wife wasn't watching. She wasn't watching the game, but she could hear it. So when she came here, she said, who's that guy that sung the Black National Anthem? I almost fell on the floor.
Uh-uh.
Listen, you ain't lying. You ain't lying. Pictures of him. I said this. I said she looked like that dude that's on P-Valley, minus the beard.
Go ahead, Ted.
She did look like she was in drag. But I'm sorry, but that's my girl. I like Sherelle Lee Ralph. She's a black queen, but she did look like she was a drag queen. I'm sorry.
Yeah, my wife said, who's that boy?
I don't know what those look like. I thought
she looked like Uncle Clifford. She looked like Uncle Clifford. Y'all play too much. I understand the NFL is trying this international thing, but I've never seen a game with 6 national anthems, man. I mean, we got a dude playing the guitar, full singers, a dude hand signing. I'm like, wow. So the NFL is really trying to show how inclusive they've become, you know? It's just crazy to me. It's crazy to me. This is America, Jack. America. I understand about all these other countries watching and representing their country and all of that, but was that really necessary?
All that waste of money, all the people got to get paid.
You know, normally I get up, go to the bathroom, come back, and the game started. They were still announcing anthems. And speaking of that, what in the ham sandwich took so long to bring Rihanna out? I mean, I was like, okay, they went to a commercial. You play too much. They went to a commercial. I'm not
gonna say
it's
this.
That woman
she could have sent in a text to tell us she was pregnant. She ain't have to come out there and show us that. She could have gave us somebody else that was going to send me to come out there and be pregnant.
Thing, though. I think Riri did her thing, though. I'm got to give it to her, though.
But come on.
I don't
know
what thing that was, but she did something. I don't know what it was, but hanging from this thing, skyscraper pregnant ain't doing your thing. To me, that's just so irresponsible as a mother. But
and grabbing your
she had wires
Yeah.
But also, at different times, if you look at that stage, it was not stable. That stage was moving at different times.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow.
It was.
And then grabbing her crouch and her high part. You're pregnant. Come on, man.
I kind of like that part.
That red pregnancy, that's just irresponsible. You're just irresponsible altogether. Like, you all, I'm pregnant, I'm doing my thing, but you ain't got no ring on your finger. Like, stop.
Mm-mm-mm.
Stop.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I went somewhere else. Yeah, stop.
See?
And you got $2 billion in the bank.
Well, and they want to have $1 billion baby mama. You $1 billion baby mama. Sure, bye.
I ain't mad at her.
I told you.
She could have.
The women went ruthless on her. I seriously had to send some praying hands out there for some of the women's responses. I couldn't believe that they were saying the stuff they were saying. I mean, fat A and trifling.
Oh, I ain't
and
that.
That's not the proper representation of a pregnant woman. And I was like, wow, next. Man,
yeah, that was
great. I mean, goodness gracious, y'all mean. Y'all mean as a mother.
Yeah.
On little Riri. You
so
know?
Nobody,
and then.
Y'all ain't nobody talking about Fletcher Cox's outfit. Nobody. Like, he's the first lady of the church. He out here looking like the first lady of the church.
Yeah, that man
like
a cold
reverend.
Yeah,
nah, he
looked like my
lady.
Nah, he ain't look like no reverend. Uh-uh. He had on a blouse.
Yeah,
he looked like a rapper.
Yeah, he looked like
a rapper. I'm going to get on there. He didn't look like no rapper.
And there was lavender. Who went lavender?
Yeah.
Come on,
me?
Man. Mm. And Juju Smith, too. So he came in there with his skirt and pocketbook. They knew they was going to lose. They knew that. I mean, listen, if you dressing like that coming to the
pocketbook.
Super Bowl, you had no intention on winning that Super Bowl, baby. Not looking like that.
Mm.
No, sir.
He didn't even complain about that last whole so-called holding call.
Exactly.
Who?
Juju Smith-Schuster, however you pronounce his name. On that last, on the other calls, he complained. He, you know, showed justice with his hands and all that. But on that last call, he didn't even, like, you know, say, like, man, why y'all didn't call? He didn't even expect for them to call that one. You know,
right?
But your boy Mahomes pointed it out. I mean, admirably to the referees, officials, whatever, holding, they had to call it also. You know, and it was so blatant. So, you know, but
man, y'all think the fix was in? Is that what I'm hearing?
Oh,
y'all think the fix was in?
Yeah, the fix was in.
Oh yeah, that fix was in. No defense was played. They came in looking like schoolgirls, private schoolgirls. I mean, like, it was the fix was in, period.
Trees, you know what I said to
tell
Trees?
Yes, hold on, 57.
I told him about Dominican Sue. I told him, I said, man, her was, you know, debating about Dominican Sue, this and that. She said what she said. I said what I said. I said, man, he was making me look like nah, because you didn't hear his name at all.
Exactly.
You know, I said, you didn't hear nothing about none of their defense, from Fletcher Cox to Snead to none of them. Especially when he so-called hurt his ankle, they didn't touch this boy at all. So was it holding up in that gap, you know, up in that offensive line? Was they holding or was they blocking that stuff? Or was, like you say, was Philadelphia told, don't get after him like that. He's the golden boy. He needs to win this.
Right. Come on,
I just noticed how they know that Patrick Mahomes has a hard time going to his left trying to throw the ball. They never put pressure on that side to run him that way. They let him just easily take off to the right where his strengths were.
Mm-hmm.
They never tried to stop it, you know. And I'm like, you guys are not even showing him a different lineup. You know, you're still going the same way. So I'm not going to say a fix was in, but it's hard to dispute it when you see that type of defense being played and you know how they played all year long.
I said, like 57 said, when he took over for KR, I said for you, the fix was in.
Listen, you got a quarterback who got three rushing touchdowns plus a 2-point conversion, and he lost.
Right.
And I guarantee you, if it was the other way around and Mahomes had the three rushing touchdowns and the 2-point conversion, he would have won with that.
He would have won.
He won with that.
On a bum ankle, supposedly.
Right.
Go ahead, Tank. I'm sorry.
Okay, everybody look at Drink Champs when Kanye was on there and him and Patrick Mahomes be talking. When Patrick Mahomes told him, he said it out of his mouth. When him and Tom Brady played that last Super Bowl, and we know Patrick Mahomes don't run back no 30 yards and do all that crazy stuff that he was doing in that Super Bowl. They said that. Patrick Mahomes said they came to him and said, hey, ain't going to be no moonwalking. Your time going to come. You're going to get your time. So, you know, the Eagles got their word. Their time going to come. They be there in the next 2 years. Jalen Hurts going to get his. Watch what I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you notice their coaches are going for head positions now.
Every last one of them.
You ain't lying.
Every last one of them.
The good thing for the Eagles is, they got a lot of good draft picks coming up in the draft. They stocked up on draft picks. So they should be able to do a lot of good for their team in the off season. Because I don't see Dominican Sue coming back
to the barbershop
next year.
Dominican Sue going to be searching for
Kelsey. He's going to be sitting at the barbershop.
Kelsey might not come back either. The line
You're right. He might not come back.
Yeah,
but they got a good guy. That's the guy. I think I can't remember what college he's supposed to be coming from, but they looking to replace Kelsey with. They got a lot of good draft picks.
I can't think of his name, but they do have one to replace him because they talked about it today. I can't think of his name.
Okay, cool.
Let me ask y'all a question. Did anybody else notice when they showed an aerial shot of the football field, and it said football will be back in 2 months, the USFL. Watch some real football. Did anybody else see
that? It is going to be some real football.
I saw it.
I didn't see that.
I was like,
yeah, at least we know it ain't going to be rigged.
It is. All of it rigged.
It's going to be rigged, bro.
One of the best sports I like watching, and I've always watched it, even when I first met Tang, I used to watch it all the time. I still watch it. It's wrestling. It's because they tell you it's fake off the jump. So everything is scripted. You almost predict what's going to happen. I'm good with that. If you tell me up front that that's what it is and don't hide it from me, like, Tang just said they was on drink test and said they came to him and said it ain't your time, bruh. Like that's right there telling you it ain't your time. We want this other guy to win. You got to tank. That's a script.
With that being said, can I ask a question? How fast such as us could be optimistic would they think like that? We'd be like, oh, we're going to get 10 wins, be all sliced up or whatever the case is. And you know, you got other fans like, you know we ain't going to get no 10 wins, man. You know they ain't going to give us no 10 wins. How are we supposed to be optimistic? And I'm saying, you know what, this is the first time in my whole lifetime, I'm always like, yeah, Redskins going to the playoffs or Commanders going to the playoffs. Not this year. Based on what I see this year, I ain't saying nothing. I'm just going to let it happen.
Yeah. That's
how you got it. Hey, look.
Give me gas, though.
It was your time. It was your time, 007. It'll be your time, brother.
Well, it's 86 years like the Boston Red Sox?
Not 86
years. Hey.
I don't think it's going to take that long. Come on, man.
Yeah,
I hope not.
All I got to say is this.
Super Bowl is over. Time to turn the page. Get one more month, sis, and we'll be right where we need to be.
Yeah.
And what do you think?
Smack dab in the baseball.
Baseball.
Oh.
Yeah. Ain't nobody watching football in the summertime. Who wants to watch football in the summertime? Come on.
Right.
What basketball going all the way up to June or July? So you definitely right about that. Where ain't nobody gonna really be watching that football. Some people gonna watch it.
Yeah.
But everybody gonna be tuned
some
to the basketball,
gonna watch
especially
it.
Right now, because this is what this is what we all been talking about for the last 2 months. Wait till after the All Star weekend, and then basketball is gonna amp up. So ain't no way nobody gonna be watching that football like that.
True.
Yep. I'm gonna watch it. I'm telling y'all, I'm gonna watch it because I know some of those players are going to play themselves into an NFL contract. Seriously.
Yeah.
And
that's fact.
I wanna eyeball on it, man. You
know? PJ Walker got an all-star job.
Kale, you keep your eyeball on him for all of the people like me that's not gonna be watching it. Because I'm going to be so busy watching NBA. I'm just going to take your word
for it,
okay?
You.
We just going to roll with you. How can you say that, you girl? What was the last football they just had in this summer that was just on, that you didn't see many people in the stands? Wasn't this some type of football?
That was USFL.
USFL.
Yeah,
it's their third season.
With the Generals and all that stuff, okay. And you know how to see people in the stands. And I was asking you, man, what do you think about that? You said kind of like poo-poo. You ain't dig it like that, you know? And then it showed
because,
that they didn't have people.
Because I was jabbed football out, man. I was upset with all of the turmoil going on with my team. And the last thing I wanted to do was get involved with something else. But now this season, I'm saying, you know, my desire to see better football, as they claimed, is stronger. So, yeah, I want to see some better football. If you can put on a better production than what we've seen this year, and I'm going to bring it up again. Y'all know that Jazz game where we got robbed, you can tell me that that's not going to happen moving forward. With this other league, I'm all in. I'm there for that. Because you're not letting the referees take over and control the game. Them bam.
Yeah. You can't have just a couple of sponsors. You can't have just a couple of sponsors out there or a handful of sponsors supporting you and think you're going to make it. The NFL got everybody. Everybody out there wants to get a commercial with the NFL. So you got an influx of money coming in all the time. So the USFL, you're only here for a couple of months because not everybody going to be watching you. Not every sponsor wants to deal with you. So you're basically just a tryout league for the NFL. Don't forget, the first time he was here, y'all got Kevin Bryant out of the deal, and he turned out to be a good running back for y'all for a few years.
Right.
When y'all
were
the original Washington Redskins.
But can we all agree that more fans are going, especially after we all the same, that this Super Bowl was rigged and we saw the constant inept job that the referees put on this season. Can't we all say it's safe to say that people want better? So they're at least going to look at that now to get what they want. Because the NFL, where they used to satisfy us, where they used to leave us in that, feeling, it's not like that no more. It's not like that no
sure
more. We all looking for more. We still looking for more. So I think the USFL, we all know when they first kicking off, it takes some time to get it going. It takes some time to get that notoriety. But you got a lot of sponsors who the NFL have poo-pooed, who the NFL has said no to. You got a lot of owners who the NFL has
can
said
I say this?
No to.
But I agree with what you're saying, Kale. But the NFL, this year, the NFL had a $1 billion commercial. I said $1 billion.
I don't see nobody. I don't see the CFL getting million-dollar commercials and sponsors that's giving up million-dollar spaces for 2 seconds.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. They got to bring in that kind of money for me to, you know, for everybody to want to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Because their fan base not that big.
We have to remember those are the same comments that were said about the NFL before they took flames. Those are the same comments made. They crazy. I wouldn't do that. Nah. But now they realize people are watching. And now that people are watching, we're going to get all we can get.
But the NFL's competition at that time was not already an already established league. The NFL is already established, and the USFL is trying to establish themselves. And you're not going to – you might steal a couple few fans, but you're not going to, like Sis just said, you got billion-dollar commercials. You got people that are performing at the Super Bowl at halftime, not even getting paid, but they know the exposure that you get. It's more than you than the money. So I'm just saying – I'm not disputing you, KL, because I don't want to go through that again. But I'm just saying that I don't feel like the influx of money is there for the USFL to rival the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But that is all about sponsors. That is all about sponsors saying
that's
okay,
the influx of money.
You don't want us. That's about sponsors saying, okay, you don't want my money, you don't want me there, and I already had a problem with the NFL over a couple of things, I'm going to go ahead and see. And let's not forget, the NFL is behind the USFL.
That's what I was going to ask you. Aren't they supporting them? Aren't they, you know, they sponsor what have you? They're you know, they're
it's about
their big
product.
Brother.
They sponsor women too, so look what that got them. I mean, the NBA, like the NBA sponsor them. It's up in the air to each his own. Like when people don't want to watch the NFL, you think they're gonna turn on and watch them? Now we got to learn all new players. We got to learn all the, you know what I'm saying? Like then who you gonna like and all that. It's just a whole lot. When I can just go watch the NFL, I know who I like. I know what I want to see. I know what I'm talking about, and it's easier.
You got all these colleges and these players that, you know, they just trying to give, I guess, opportunities. It's like a farm system, like somebody said earlier.
Let me read this comment. Devo said, I think it's more entertaining watching guys that are playing for a contract than guys who already have contracts. And the NFL got money tied up in the USFL, too. It's football. It's football.
Right.
And we all know a dog that's hungry will go harder than the dog that's laying down with his stomach full. And the NFL has its stomach full. It has its stomach full. And they're reaching out, trying to bring this country and that country and this place and that place into their fold, but what I'm saying is they can't get them all. They can't get everybody. And there's some sponsors that look at like college football. Dr. Pepper has monopolized college football. You can't watch a college football game without seeing Dr. Pepper in it somewhere.
But look how much money college got.
Exactly.
And they can afford to do that.
A big portion, because a big portion of that money comes from Dr. Pepper. I'm telling you.
Kale?
So I know the USFL is not going to snatch, like 57 said, everybody. I know they're not. But there's a great amount of people who are just sick and tired of what they're watching with the NFL. I'm serious. There's a lot of people that feel that way. Go ahead,
true.
Yeah, that's true.
Did This I'm gonna divide. I'm gonna say this: when you're in the wintertime, NFL, you playing Sundays. It's gonna be cold. I'm gonna watch the football game. I know football games. There's not too much us on that I want to do. Summertime, football is going on. Now you got a picnic across the street where they're gonna have everything there, and you got a USFL game that's coming on at 1 o'clock. And it's hot outside and nice. Where you gonna be? You're not gonna be sitting in front of your TV watching the USFL. You're gonna be at that picnic in the summertime. In the wintertime, hey man, you're not trying to go outside. You capped in front of your TV with your friends coming over watching the football game. That's another dilemma that the USFL has. They're not going to demand the attention that the NFL demands during the wintertime.
I'm going to say
this. Let me say what Kurt
said. I'm a summer baby. I'm a summer baby. And if that heat is what you're saying it is, I ain't going to be out here, man. I'm looking for some.
No, I'm out here.
Now,
I'm out here. I love that heat.
I might be at that cookout, but I'm in the house while they outside just doing their thing. Hey, tell them. Brian's standing up in that heat, man. That don't, woo. I can't do it.
I can't do it.
Go ahead. What Kirby said.
I love the heat, but Kirby said I tried to play the fantasy football stuff, but when I called the fantasy number 900-something, a woman wanted to charge me money to talk to me. I don't know what's going on.
Oh.
You called the wrong number, Kirby.
Exactly.
Kirby needs his own, he needs his own podcast and needs to come on about midnight.
You dial 1-800 what you want when you want it. No,
okay.
You got to dial.
Hey, nice with Kirby, huh?
Okay,
oh man, oh, that's funny.
Oh my God.
Naughty
nights with Kirby, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I'm telling
your wife.
I want my percentage.
You in trouble.
I want my percentage when you do that podcast, Kirby.
I know that's right.
You know? Yeah, man. But no, seriously though, y'all. Seriously though. I know that the USFL will never take over the NFL, ever. The NFL is too ingrained in everyone.
Wow.
It really is. It really is.
Hey.
But I'm just saying, with the outcome of some of these games, the way that it ended, with guessing or wondering if the fix was in, that's going to turn people off. More and more and more. And it's going to make people say, you know what, the heck with watching this, man. Why am I wasting my time?
Well,
why
hey,
am
Phil,
I?
When you said the next day they trying to make a holiday, they trying to make Monday a holiday, you know they got pull in Congress and juice and all that stuff. So, as you say, the NFL is what it is. It's own entity in itself for sure. It's a law.
Well, in Germany, they get the next day off after the Super Bowl. They get the next day off because the Super Bowl comes on at like 3 a.m. in the morning over there. So they get to watch the Super Bowl, and they get the next day off.
Yeah, and they're going to try to make it a national thing, and they probably will let it pass because people be so hungover and all that the next day stuff. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. One Bama said he won $3.9 million off of this Super Bowl. Now, he put up a nice piece of change, too. But he won $3.9 million over this Super Bowl. So, yeah.
Congratulations to him.
Yeah, for real. I sent that Bama an email. I'm talking to Phil. Uh-oh. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That was 007 with his what the hell moment, y'all. That was 007 with his what the hell moment.
I'm trying to move on up.
Yes, I am. I need that. I don't want a piece. I want a chunk of that pie, too.
What we going to do when we move to TV, y'all? What we going to do when we carry this podcast to the TV?
I don't know, but we're going to have to
You better be dressed nice. That's all I want to say. You know what I'm saying? You better be happy.
You're going to be
wearing no lavender.
From the neck up.
Well,
I tell you what,
I will not be dressing like Kyle Kuzma. Believe that. I will not be dressing like
Kyle Kuzma.
He can't be coming to games dressing like a strawberry shortcake. Go ahead, man.
Right,
I'm the color speed.
I can't.
That's what he looks like.
Lady T, I'm sure you will because he dressed like a woman.
Yeah. True. Because he was at the Warriors game last night he looked like one of the mushrooms on Mario Brothers last night
I told Kel that he looked like Missy Elliott in that bag suit.
Oh, that black. Yeah. He did. Great minds think alike. Yeah. I just was thinking that too, T. He looked over there looking like Missy Elliott.
I ain't going to be able to do it. You hear me?
Yeah, me.
Hey, look, and nobody better not come at me with no makeup either. I ain't doing it. No, sir. They going to do DMV kill. Go ahead, Tracy.
The only reason why they do the makeup, because they don't want you to be shining on the TV, like shining spots on you on the TV. But I want
shine.
The shine spots. I'm take the shine spots. Put all that makeup and stuff on me. My husband like me natural.
Hey, I'm going to shine if I'm out with 57 at that damn cookout. I'm going to be shining there in that 90-degree heat. That's what I'm going to be shining.
Listen, guys, I don't mean to change the subject real quick, but I'm gonna take the last word for the day. I'm going to take it, and I know I'm taking it just a tad bit earlier. Because I want to give everybody a chance. I guess if they have something to say, they can say it as well. But my Uncle Levi, that I was asking everybody prayers and, for, has passed on. Mm-hmm. He has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But my family want to thank all of you guys for your prayers. And my Uncle Byron, he's still in the hospital, but he's doing a whole lot better. He's doing a whole lot better than he was. He's no longer in ICU. He's responding amazing to the new medicine that he's on. So I just wanted to thank all of you guys for keeping my family in your prayers. I really love that. Update. My Uncle Byron, Mom Betty said he got out. He's out of the hospital, you guys. Thanks to you guys and your prayer warrior spirit. I really want to thank you guys. Like, I love you guys so very much. I know we argue. I know we fuss. I know we do all of those things. But at the end of the day, we always have each other's back, no matter what. And I really appreciate that. I really do.
That's what's up. And my condolences to you and the fam, and if you need me, holler at me. I ain't number the phone call away. Like Tree say, man, we go back and forth and everything with one another, but the beauty is that we go back and forth. That means it might be shaky, but we come right back. As long as we keep coming right back, long as we keep coming right back, nothing. Nothing. And like 57 say, when them TV days come, don't be surprised you get a call from DMV Kill and tell you, come in the studio with us. Because we want a surprise guest. We're trying to bring a surprise guest in. So we got to stay our course, y'all, and do what we're doing. Really, I can't express it enough to everybody. You know, I love your participation. Mm-hmm. My man Debo with his Texas, you know, driving me crazy, having me over here laughing. Me, Ma, and 57, I swear, y'all two need a podcast for real. And yeah. 007. 007, we're going to let you do it by yourself, man. You just going to go ahead and do it. Yeah.
No, okay, I mean, I'm okay. If anybody, fanatical mass hoes, I got videos. Me and my homeboy Michael Faison got videos up, so y'all can watch it. We have fun every time, every show, just like we have fun on here. It's the same thing.
That's what's up. That's
Mom Betty said, thank you all so very much. And she's blowing kisses to everybody. She's blowing all these kisses to everybody with hearts. So Mom Betty says, thank you guys. Thank you so very much.
That's
well, real quick, my condolences, sis. And everybody on Kale's Corner, I love all of y'all. We, like you said, we go back and forth. But for two days out of the week, Tuesday and Thursday, 2 hours a day, this is the most refreshing time of the week. Love Kale's Corner.
Yeah. And like we said, you guys, keep the prayers coming for Uncle Byron because he's just getting out. And Grandma, we have to always keep her uplifted as well, and Aaron for his daughter. So we have to, you know, keep Aaron uplifted. You guys call him every now and again to make sure he's cool. That would be so much love. He would appreciate that so much, you guys. And with that, you guys being said, we're going to do the ending of the show, you guys. I love you guys. And if anybody is going through anything, we're going to pray for you. We're going to keep you guys in our prayers, okay? DMV Kill and Miss and Lady T would like to thank everyone. I can't express it. Everyone that supports us here on Kill's Corner. DMV Kill and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. I might have said that wrong because I'm so emotional, but let me say it again. DMV Kale and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. Not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kale and Miss T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well, you guys. Love on somebody, okay? Just love them. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day to all our in-studio, online, podcast listeners, everyone. We want to say thank you, guys. We love you so much. And, hey, y'all already know it because we show it. Yeah, I'm talking about. All right.
That's right.
This is a song dedicated to everybody, man. You know what I mean? This is what DMV Kale is for everybody.
Let's do it.